The congregation may be seated. I'm inviting the children to come down, and they're coming down from upstairs, so I have a moment. Good morning, ladies. And how are you? Oh, man, those shoes look really comfy and warm. All right. So, do you have any idea who this is? None whatsoever? All right. You know where you guys sit way up in the balcony? Right? Right behind you guys are some windows. This guy is in that window, too. It's Martin Luther. I know, it doesn't really look like him, and it's not much of an action figure. It doesn't really move. But today is Reformation Sunday, and a lot of people think that what we're celebrating is this guy, Martin Luther, right? He's the one who, we go to a Lutheran church, so that they're all thinking that. But instead of thinking about celebrating Martin Luther, what we get to celebrate today is that you're part of it, and you're part of it, and I'm part of it, and all of these people out here, we're part of it, we're all part of that Reformation, meaning that we try to reform our lives in a way that Martin Luther taught. You see, sometimes we worry about, have I done enough? Am I good enough? And Luther says, God loves you anyway. So what we get to do is keep trying. You never have to be good enough. What we get to do is we get to try because God loves you. We are, God sees us as justified, as not guilty because of Jesus. And so you can try and you can try and I can try. And all of that trying helps to build God's kingdom. And so it's not all about Mr. Luther. Although some of it is about Mr. Luther, but some of it is about you. Really and truly, you guys are part of the Reformation. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the witness of people like Martin Luther. More importantly, we thank you for being in our hearts. Help us to reform our lives. Help us to share your love. Help us to live as followers of you. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here, ladies.